these homes are erased. They're just not there anymore. The vehicles for the homes surrounding the Hamill home, and that's DJ's cousins who we went to assist, the community. After we dropped our load, we went to try to recover what we could from the Hamill's property. And, I mean, the cars are in the lake. You know, they're just not there. They're at the bottom of a lake. The homes are gone. And so these people, it's not even, I've had people ask, well, didn't they have homeowners insurance? Well, sure they have homeowners insurance, but in particular, put yourself in the Hamill shoes, and there's probably other families that could claim similar, although maybe not as devastating. You know, you have two deaths in your family, your two boys are gone. You now have two funerals. You now have no home, no cars. Your wife, who's 5 months pregnant, is in ICU in the hospital, and in the next hospital is your five-year-old little girl in ICU as well. So those medical bills that are going to hit probably 6 months, even up to a year later, that will be staggering. There will be six-figure medical bills for each person, I'm sure. So do you have homeowner's insurance? Sure, you have homeowner's insurance, and maybe your insurance covers you staying in a hotel for a time. Maybe it does not. But they've got to bury two children. They've got to recover from the injuries, the mother and the daughter. Emotionally speaking, they've got to carry that load. They've got to replace vehicles. They've got to replace a home. And literally the only possessions they have are what Hank Hamill had on his back at the time, because the mother and the daughter's clothes were ruined, and the mother and daughter are in the hospital. Their two sons are gone. I mean, there is literally nothing left that these people had, material possessions, on the world.